Tower TFW Mobile.
WTJKT Mobile.
Good morning, Eric. How you doing on this fine hump day?
Up to Volunteer Gaffney, headed on in. How about you?
Started making my way out to the main road.
Warm today for a change.
Be at least the mid-70s, right? I'll have to come out of this long sleeve shirt I got.
So I can drop my, I got my long sleeve pullover and a t-shirt under it, so when it gets later I can just do the warm thing. We're in that time of year where it's like winter overnight, summer during the day.
Then there won't be no spring, it'll just go straight to summer.
Nah, spring is between 9 and 11 a.m.
That, KN4TFW.
And
we got anything planned this weekend. I guess maybe the granddaughters, if they're not sick, still sick, maybe come by on Sunday, but that's about it.
And upon hope that I will have time this weekend to get my dipole put back up in the air, but so far I've not been able to get an hour on a weekend to get it done.
About intermittent rain.
Last couple weekends.
Will be the yard work, the bushes I got to cut back, but for the most part they're done. I guess if it don't rain too bad, I really need to cut the grass and at least get it all one on one level anyway.
The grass turning green yet, but I got plenty of clover and other weeds coming up, so I need to get a new belt for my my riding mower because the belt's not grabbing the pulleys real well anymore, so. It's all dried out and old, so gotta get a new belt for that, and then maybe I'll be able to cut my grass.
I think that I pulled behind the rider last weekend, got new tires put on it, so I got a pile of mulch from when I had the trees cut down, and it's all only down to about knee high now, so some good soil, so I'm gonna put it in my raised beds, maybe grow some tomatoes this year.
Off our raised beds too, but I can't do that until the peppers sprout, so I can move them to little pots and then fill up the raised bed and then put them back. And harvest peppers, I'll just drop like 10% of them back on the soil and let them decompose over the winter, and then the seeds will sprout the following year. We get some pretty good peppers that way because they change a little bit every year. So because we have different varieties, like the jalapenos and the weary wearies and Madame Jeanette's and Thor's hammers and stuff, they'll all like kind of interbreed and make these interesting peppers.
That way, usually my tomatoes end up doing that because any that fell off the vine and that, they just start sprouting and coming back up. Today at work, we had another foreign driver try to pull his box van up onto the scale when he didn't need the scale. Got hung up. Scrubbing a pole, and I see when he finally got docked, he had a damaged front tire. The sidewall was all ripped, and you could see cords. I figured that's probably not going to last long.
On your property is fine.
And he was going to Utah. I don't think he's going to make it without a flat.
Higher today than it was yesterday. Fill up my truck yesterday in Shelby.
Last month or last weekend, I had like 25 cents off at Ingles to top off the truck, but I never did quite make it over there.
And Shelby, their diesel is already 50 cents a gallon more expensive than everywhere else in town, so really, your discount is only getting you back down to the same price as everybody else is charging. They're unleaded, too. No fuel points anymore, they just expire.
It's about the same as the QT, so it ain't as cheap as it is in Spartanburg, but I saw yesterday when I was returning some batteries for core chargers that Sam's was like $2.49 for regular. Going in a bad spot, hang on about 30 seconds. KN4 TFW.
KO4 HKX.
WTJKT, what's happening?
Day started.
just about everywhere now.
I didn't mind yesterday. Glad I'm not having to run a route right now.
Didn't make it over to fill up my truck yesterday.
Go to at least $5 a gallon.
25 gallons in the tank, and it usually takes me a long time to go through it anyway, so I'll probably be all right, but, you know, if I need some, I'll just eat it.
It went up. Seen it going up. And as long as I don't do any extra driving, that'll last me a good month.
Time we haven't heard from you. KN4 TFW.
Great time. WTJKT.
Believe me, crazy busy. Took some time off. Me and a wifey poo went and celebrated our anniversary and her birthday. Went down to Universal Studios in Orlando and had a ball. Really enjoyed that. And got back and headed back to work.
Well, happy birthday, Angela, and happy anniversary, you two.
She's off today. She goes back tomorrow, so we'll be together tomorrow.
Joe's in your vehicle?
On the interstate, I'm sorry.
If you change vehicle, radio's in your vehicle, because it had a whizzing sound in it, but it didn't on that last transmission.
I did, actually. I'm in my truck this morning, my little Chevy Cruze. Finally had an issue with it. Coming back, luckily it was close to home on that engine on the 1.8s. There's a main timing cover gasket, and it blew, and I poured oil and antifreeze everywhere. So it's parked for now until I get all the parts in, and we'll fix it. But yeah, I'm driving my truck for right now. But I'm on my ICOM right now, and there's a whine. Any radio I put in this truck has had a whine, and I've had a hard time getting it out. So.
You're readable and no problems, just got that sound.
KQ4ZLE.
There's a police car parked on the side of the road and you don't know it's a police car. Can you pass him at speed?
Not for you to have to be required to slow down.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this ER is, considering I've been gone for over 2 weeks now.
Probably nothing's changed, right?
That'd be crazy. It's pretty much the norm for that place now.
Right, go ahead.
That's kind of pretty well the normal for that place now.
Groundhog Day over and over and over again, right?
CLE, I did go by a ham radio outlet in Orlando while I was down there and picked up a couple things. That was kind of a small store, but I had what I needed.
Heard it was a small place, though.
It's a good bit smaller than the one in Atlanta, or near Atlanta. But the staff down there were super nice. Got a battery, extra battery from my... Yeah, I can't even talk. ICB-86, spare antenna, and a clip for it.
What you needed, and it's always good to find good customer service. Anthony, how long you and Miss Angela have been married?
On the 24th. Her birthday was on the 27th.
Well, congratulations.
Appreciate that.
Anniversary is the 16th of this month.
The early anniversary to you and yours. Yeah, kind of met after I went through a rough marriage, went from one extreme to the other, went from being treated pretty poorly to being spoiled rotten now, so I cannot complain a bit.
Glad you're both happy.
Get some grandkids love her to death too, so that means a lot.
Easier when everybody gets along, doesn't it?